a very good afternoon to you once again. Welcome to the Brand Conversation with me, Sally J. And I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Thursday is treating you well. I don't know where this week is flying to. March is definitely marching. That is something we don't have to argue about. But I hope that you are doing good. And I want to thank you so much for making Eagle FM your station of choice. Now, today on the Brand Conversation, we are looking at ways to find emotional and mental balance in your career and your life. You know, with so many of us that are torn between juggling heavy workloads, managing relationships and family responsibilities, some that are working and going to school, those that are going to school and working, squeezing in the outside interests. I think it's no surprise that there are a lot of people out there that are super stressed, and that's not balanced and it's not healthy. You know, in our rush to get it all done at the office and at home, it's easy to forget that as our stress levels spike, our productivity, it plummets. You know, stress can like, it's almost like it can zap your concentration. It can make you, like for me, I start getting irritated or I start feeling very depressed, and it really harms my personal and my professional relationships. I know that when it comes to mental health and when it's deteriorating, you know, it also weakens your immune system. You know, it makes you susceptible to colds, to backaches, to heart diseases. And there's a lot of research that is showing that chronic stress can actually double our risk of having a heart attack. But yes, so we're not here to have a health conversation. We're here to have a mental health one for your benefit, for all of us, really, when it comes to finding that balance. So I'm going to get our special guest on the line. Her name is Romaine Kakero. She is a self-care enthusiast, and she's going to be helping us find a way to find that balance. So I'd like to hear from you in terms of, you know, why is it so difficult to maintain a work-life balance? Why is a work-life balance so important? And how does that balance affect your productivity at home and at work? So let's get our special guest on the line and let's get this conversation started. Stick around.
Oulum nangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro yokupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu bali oheta tu batatu ne nola no natu nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omsea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
20 minutes past 12 o'clock. This is your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Today we are talking about a work-life balance and really looking at the pressure of a demanding work culture that is one of the biggest challenges to our society's mental health. And as I mentioned that, yes, it can be easy to think that, oh, I've got it all together, but we all know that there are so many people that are super stressed and struggling, and it's really not healthy. Joining me on the line, I call her a self-care guru. We were arguing about it. today. But on the line, I have Miss Romaine Kakero, and she's a self-care enthusiast who started her own company that focuses on self-care. So I want to welcome you to joining us at Eagle FM, Miss Romaine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sally. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. For our listeners now to also get to know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So as said, my name is Romaine Kakero. I am actually a candidate legal attorney lawyer. Okay. Yes. So I basically studied law. And yes, I also am part of Trade Union Congress. So I'm the focal person for Trade Union in Namibia.
Wow.
As well as now the founder of the Self Care Club, which basically aims at providing a spa in a box and being a support system for women or anyone who is dealing with mental issues.
Wow.
And the like. So, and also I'm the
self care guru. Wonderful. Now, you mentioned that your focus is mental health awareness. Tell us, why is that important to you? What brought you to, want to kind of use yourself as a platform for mental health? What is your personal story with it?
I think it came more about during COVID. When COVID hit, I was an emotional ball.
Mm.
I remember getting into anxiety, depression, and it was really, really, really stressful for me. And I had to look for a support system or a mechanism in order for me to survive. And I remember during that time, I just thought of this initiative that, what if I could escape, find an escape in a box, or instead of going to the spa because it was locked down, like do something that will take me away from what I'm feeling, do something from what take me away from whatever it is I'm experiencing, whether it's like a good face mask, because I'm such a sucker for such face mask and pampering and all those type of things.
Yeah.
And then it came about that I'm not actually the only one, because when we came out of lockdown, I see that everyone was going through some emotional type of
burnout,
attack
probably.
Or something. Burnout. Also, that it's something we really didn't expect. I remember seeing a tweet yesterday saying that today would have been the last day of normal days, but no one knew about it yesterday, actually.
That's
and no
true.
One knew about it. So I just thought that it would be nice to get the support structure and just build with other people who are facing the same thing, because I don't really think I've overcome this anxiety and depression, but then I'm able to handle it a bit more different. So this is a very personal thing to me, and it's very, very close to my heart. Yeah.
So now when you started your self-care club, I know that you just mentioned that you cater for women. Why women specifically? And it's really nice because we just celebrated International Women's Day. So why specifically women? Yeah.
Not to join the cliche lack of activism and all this, but then when really looking at the issues that women go through, one wouldn't really understand the where we come from. So the best structure that we can ever get for ourselves is within ourselves, when we support each other in whatever it is that we're doing, and also focus and to make sure that our feelings are valid. Because most of the time we're taught that, no, you need to be strong. You know, there's this phrase that kukuta, you know, such things. And you don't necessarily have to be strong if you don't know how to.
True.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So for me, women are really, really the most affected by this. And of course, I don't really want to centralize it to women.
And exclude
for me,
that, guys.
Anyone. Yes, because I was having a life with Tanya Deringo on Monday.
Yes.
And when we were speaking about the issue of mental health, we spoke that it's not even about gender or race or whatever.
Mm.
In whatever sexual orientation that you succumb to, it's more about the human being. The human being and what they're feeling and what they're experiencing. And that is what we want to engage on. And to say that, hey, you're feeling this way, let's talk about it. Because when we speak of mental health, some people just vaguely see it as a type of schizophrenia or, you know, such things. But then it can be, you can actually lead out a normal life but have mental health issues. But women are most affected. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you there. Now, when we are looking at our topic, which is finding a balanced life, what is your definition? What does a work-life balance look like to you? Yeah.
I don't really think I've found balance, to be honest. But then I think a balanced life is where you're able to give your all in every situation, in every moment, be present, being present in every moment. If you are doing five different things, the fact that you are present in that moment is what matters for me and is what I would consider a balanced life. While it's really very hard to actually get a balanced life because it will never be balanced, but then being present in every moment. If you're doing this talk show right now, are you present? Or is your mind so whirling that, oh my goodness, I need to go to work home after this. I need to go cook or I need to, you see? So being present in every moment is, for me, the balance, and that is what brings happiness, because you're present and you feel everything and you appreciate every emotion and you appreciate every moment so that it doesn't pass. And that is how you're able to get the beauty out of every situation. That is how you're able to learn and actually be impacted by being present. So that is, for me, a balanced life, being present in every moment, in everything that you're doing, presentness,
I like your honesty, you know, where you're basically saying that, you're basically saying that you're not perfect, but you're saying that I haven't found that balance. And that's a very real thing to say, because too many times, you know, you meet, people like yourselves that are, you know, here to motivate us. And we take this picture that, oh, this person is so perfect. They have it all together. And I love that you're being real with us.
No, thank you. Yeah. It is just what it is.
Very, very true. Now, my next question that I want to get to is, it's really related to, when we are feeling so stressed, or let me say when we are feeling overwhelmed, and we're juggling so many things, both men and women, you sometimes feel like you have to choose one or the other. And I don't know, at times we tend to choose the one that is, you know, I'd rather go take a nap than to deal with everything, with everything else. Have you ever had to choose between, you know, life and having a career? Maybe it's a starting a family or, you know, what, something personal. Have you ever had to choose?
To choose.
Yeah.
I believe we are given chances every day, you know, or choices to choose from, But then I have gotten to that point, especially now where I'm doing so much. For me, it's not so much. I know there are people who are doing so much more. But then for me, I feel like this is a little bit overwhelming. But then with having to choose, I go with what gives me fulfillment at the end of the day.
Okay.
And I was jokingly telling my friend that, oh my goodness, I would rather be a housewife because I can't do this. I can't do this. But then I thought to myself later and I was like, but will I really have fulfillment being a housewife? Yes. So I would go, it's not really about choosing whether to be or not to be, but to just do what is fulfilling at that moment. And it goes back to the point of being in now, like being present now. Like, you can be anything. You don't have to choose.
That is so true.
You don't, you can be, and that's also the thing that I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
The definitions that we put to this different things like a housewife. A housewife is supposed to, you're supposed to do that. No one should define what is and what is not for anyone. Because everyone's situation is different.
Very true.
Someone can manage a whole blown full career at home.
Yeah.
You know? So having to choose, for me, I wouldn't really choose now, but then also don't overburden yourself. Don't overburden yourself with things that you can't, just because you're going the train of like, no, I want to do the most. I want to do, no. Mm. Go with what gives you fulfillment.
Yeah.
And because you are on the right path for your life,
yeah.
because you're on the right, what you're walking in destiny,
mm.
everything else, the universe will align
yeah.
to work for you.
Yeah.
To work for you, definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Yeah. You know, my next question is looking at putting our needs, yeah. like ahead of, like putting others' needs ahead of ourselves, which, yeah. which I think everybody deals with. You know, you yeah. could be so busy or you could, you know, probably be so broke and yeah. you, there are these people, I believe in the, it was a book that I was reading by Joyce Meyer yeah. called Addiction Approval, Approval oh, Addiction.
Really,
and exactly. these are the type of people that, you know, we put our needs over others. And, I want to hear from you. Has this been something that has happened to you? Have you put others' needs, you know, ahead of your own in your daily life and really just looking at how you found that, you know, that balance and begin to focus on your own needs a little more? Because I think a lot of people are struggling with that, but I don't think yeah. they know how to really get out of it. Yeah.
Yes, I definitely have gone through that. It was more yeah. of a people-pleasing.
Mm.
What will people say? What will people perceive when
yes.
I do this? What will people? And that has limited me so much because I see that I have sort of sheltered myself and sheltered mm. my life and sheltered what I could share. Being on a platform like this, is a testimony for me because the old me would say that, hey, Romain, you know, you like things. You know, that's what the little phrases that make. You mm. like things. Why are you doing that? Apparently, self-care guru. Who told you about self-care?
Yeah.
You know, and also there is this greater enemy within ourselves. And we speak of the ego, and that's like a topic on its own.
Mm.
But then you see that your biggest enemy can also be yourself because you're trying to feed an ego. Listen now, listen
yeah.
closely. An ego that is created by other people. So sometimes people don't have to really say it to you, but because they are there and present, that thing comes in you and energy or whatever that ego mm. has fed on now is your own self-destruction.
Mm.
And this need of this ego, which are not really your needs, but the needs of others
mm.
is what guides your life and limits you. So for me, that has really been a big thing. And I've always put people ahead of me. What will people say? Sometimes I restrain from doing something because what will people say? And also giving too much
mm.
and always saying yes. Sometimes it's not healthy. Sometimes you're not present
yeah.
and you'd be told up, and guys, let's go out, let's do this. But you're not there. And you are pleasing, and that in turn
mm.
eats away from your energy. And it's a phrase that we like saying at the self-care club
yeah.
that you cannot because you can't simply pour from an empty cup.
That's true.
And I think it's cliche. You cannot. So you need to first take care of yourself.
Mm.
And actually, this is a phrase that I've heard that, and I've never been on a plane before.
Yeah.
So one day, God willing, yes, I will be on one.
Yes.
Apparently, the people, when you go on a flight, when you're taught about safety, you're told that when we're going through a crash or an emergency
yeah.
or whatever, put on your, the mask.
Yeah.
Put on your mask or your inhaler first, and then put it on your child.
Yes.
In your normal sense, you say that, no, I need to put on the child first. But no, you need to put it on yourself first in order to help them. Because you cannot pour from an empty cup. So you need to, that is beyond, that is not negotiable.
Mm.
It's a not negotiable. Your self-care time, the time that you take to yourself, whether
yeah.
self-care for you is taking a walk, whether self-care for you is just taking doing exercise, or whatever it is, whether you need to switch off your phone or not
mm.
respond to your messages, that is self-care to you. You need to prioritize it before anything else. Before anything else.
Mm.
I don't give your mother or a student or a daughter or whatever, take care of yourself because that will flow into whatever you're doing. If you're not ready, if you're not present, the clumsiness and the unreadiness will show in the work that you're doing.
So
it's uncompromisable.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I like you're so right when you say that we can't pour from an empty cup, and I can't imagine how many people are doing that,
where, you know, I'm even thinking about students, you know, they'll be, because sometimes it haunts you when you get home, like, being a student and you know that you have to study, but you know, you have this friend of yours that is probably going through something and they're like, yeah, let's go out. And when you get home, those thoughts, they just weigh so heavy on you because you're not happy at the end of the day because you've given so much of yourself and you didn't gain anything back. And I can really relate to what you're saying about that you have to put yourself first.
Definitely. And just saying no. It's okay to say no. Go with your feelings. Trust your feelings. Because they will appreciate you more and say that, hey, friend, I'm not in a good mental space right now, or I have this to do first.
Yeah.
Is it possible for us to reschedule?
Yeah.
You don't need to now be this secluded, no mental health, self-care girl. Just, you know.
Me. That look.
I see
what you're saying. Now, what are some of the, you know, other big challenges or roadblocks, that when it comes to achieving balance in life and career, what do you think are the other challenges, that you can personally relate to and share with us?
I think the challenges really were just, and I'm still struggling with it more now, even because having time for family, having time for friends and being there for people.
Yes.
Because now that I'm working on myself more, especially because every time I'm posting something on the self-care club, I need to make sure that I first identify with it. I first implement it, you know. And so just trying to be present in every moment for me has really been a big challenge. And I'm trying to give and see to whom I'm giving my energy to. Because you see some friends, they just drain. You're with them, you're just socializing or whatever it is that you're doing, but you just feel drained. And I so the challenge was more of like cutting these people off. Cutting people that I see that are no longer serving the type of, the road that I'm walking on now. And it's not to say in a bad way, because everyone has a season in your life. So me now having to cut off people that I thought were part of me forever, but because they are emotionally draining, they drain, they don't give. It's just, you can just feel it. So that for me was really a big challenge. And also also this thing of communicating with different people, learning people, because it's something that I'm not used to. It's also been a challenge. But then at the end of the day, just be, for me, it has always just to be genuine.
Yeah.
And especially with the self-care club, I remember we had a live and it was the first live that I ever did. So I don't even know where to say stuff. I was all over the place.
Yeah.
But then just being honest about it, guys, I really don't know how to do this. Guys, this and this and this and this. And they've been so supportive. So just being honest for me also, because you'd be perceived as, you know, this perfect person and all these things. And also, and you don't want to be seen as a weakling or, oh my gosh, this girl doesn't know what she's doing. But then I was just honest about it. And that honesty really helped me so much. So just broadly, that is really the challenges.
I guess we really take people's, opinions to heart more than we think, hey? That really becomes part of us, that it actually almost starts becoming an identity, you know? Exactly. And I think it's really unhealthy if we think about it, because if you go home, like I said, you go home at the end of the day and you're not happy, you know, and because of all these things that you gave out, from yourself and not gaining anything back. And I know that sometimes people will say, like, especially, I don't know if you've heard where people will probably say that you're selfish because you're saying no, or you're choosing yourself. And I don't know why we like to label people who choose themselves as selfish.
Selfish. No, honestly, because you need to pour. You cannot fall from an empty cup. I cannot emphasize this enough.
I hear you.
And you need to go with the people that are aligned with whatever you're doing, because whoever is not there is a distraction. It's like weed. I mean, wheat. Do you call it wheat or weed?
It's wheat.
Not weed, but yes, dead wheat.
Go ahead.
So, yes, so this sort of kill you, because those plants are poisonous. They are an illusion. Oh my goodness, it's so green here, but it's a weed. It's killing and taking away from the nutrients that you're supposed to get. But then if you align your circle with people who are in tune and on the way to what you're doing and the vision that you're seeing, then you are set for success. Because, you know, a bad company corrupts good morals.
Yeah.
And all these things. And these people influence the things that they say subconsciously actually affect you and the way you think.
That's very true, to be honest, that, you know, it's, and I guess it takes a lot of discipline to kind of build that stamina, you know, for yourself, because you have to pump yourself up. And, you know, we can be our own worst enemies at times. We really can.
So true.
Yeah. So now going to, the next part, it really has to do with, just International Women's Day, you know, it was a day to celebrate women's achievements and look at, you know, the struggles. And in the week, I had a conversation with the listeners about the role of a woman and how it has changed in our society today. That back then, you know, a woman was just mommy and wife. Now she's mommy, wife, CEO, or let me say a lawyer. She's also, you know, self-care. She's wearing a lot of hats. And I was actually reading a research that was saying that women are actually the ones that are, find balance better because we know how to multitask. But, I want to hear, you know, your perception of how the role of the woman has changed and how she has had to, you know, work extra harder to balance all these hats. What's your take?
It's actually a big and a huge responsibility that we have on our shoulders because we're changing the narrative.
Yeah.
And it's this thing of always putting a woman in the submissive position. And it's thing of like, you wait on someone else to do things. But now we are the movers and shakers.
Yeah.
You know, so it's different now, definitely different. But I think the most important thing with now, because the world is changing, and that is the thing that we don't do, and that is what the thing that society doesn't understand. The rules and the rules that were applied, or the solutions to problems that were applied in the past cannot be applied in the present because situations have changed. So the narrative that you had in the past cannot apply now. There's a reason why men had to do the work that they did before, and the reason why women had to do the work they did before. It's because of the way and the structure of the community back then. But now it's different. We have cars. We have, the world is more modern. So you cannot, again, put people in a box. And that is what a woman have to do. For me, I feel like go with whatever you want to do. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, do that. If you want to go into the career, do that. But what do you need in this huge career phase and whatever it is that you're doing? Get a support system. Get a circle of women who support you. Make sure that the partner that you're with is supportive in whatever that you're doing, because there's no reason that I'm coming from work late at night and I still have to cook. It doesn't make sense. And also,
please say that louder for the people at the back.
There is no reason why you should come back from home at 8 o'clock. You're busy with reports and with lawyers. You have to read. There's so much reading. There's so much research that has to go in everything. And I'm coming home and I still have to cook. Like, this goes beyond women and men duties. This goes beyond just being humane. So if you're with the right partner or the right person that's supporting you, whatever that you're doing, you phase out different activities just for convenience.
Yeah.
And how, what works best. There's no routine. And as I said before, we should stop going with definitions, because definitions are made according to the little, the portion of people that works for them. But what about you? Someone else works an 8 to 5. Someone else works night shift. So the principle that you're following in everything is different. There is no set way or like one rigid way that you have to do something. Do something that works for you.
It's so true.
Do whatever works for you.
So I guess and these type of, go ahead.
Yeah, and implement structures that work for you.
Yeah.
So you need to set out, write down everything. You need to write down okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what will work for me.
Mm.
These things, as much as Google is there and all this expert advice, sometimes those people are not in the same situation as you are. So how are you going to manage? You need to find ways on how you will manage, not how Romaine is managing or how Sally is managing, even though that can be your guidance.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying there, that I guess in society today, it's all about, you know, compromise between the two genders, you know, that that even for couples, I think this can relate to couples, especially that, you know, we're both in this thing called life together. Now it's, you know, now we're both bringing bread to the table. So we have to find a compromise so that we can both be balanced, individually, so that we can, you know, be a proper team, right?
Yeah.
I
know that's so true.
Yeah. All right. We're just gonna quickly pay the bill and then we will continue this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you are finding some value out of today's conversation. And I hope that wherever you are, you're learning something new, taking note, and hopefully you'll be able to apply it to all aspects of your life. So let's quickly pay the bill.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
All right, 15 minutes left of the brand conversation, and we are here to have a discussion about work-life balance. And, of course, my very special guest, Ms. Romaine, is also here to help us find ways and also, you know, find relatable ways. Because I like what you said, Romaine, that, you know, we Google all these tips. We can Google all these tips, but do they relate to us as Namibians, our reality? So I really do appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much.
Now, you know, I guess as we are coming to the end, as a career woman and somebody who also has their own life, what can you tell the listeners in terms of how do you find that perfect balance in your life, especially when the success of your career is riding upon your ability to micromanage multiple roles at once? Because I've seen people losing opportunities because they had too many, can I say, tabs open in their computer? What's your take?
So, honestly, I'm just gliding along life right now. I'm going with whatever it is that I'm being led to. And I think it's so much nicer when you don't have a plan in your head. If you asked me, 5 years ago, what would you be doing right now? I'd be like, something completely different right now. And this self-care club was not even an initiative, but then one thing that I want to say with regard to balance is, I say, being present and also listening to your body, because your body reacts to the subconscious thoughts of your mind. So if you're listening to your body, you know where to do it. And
okay,
you're burnt out right now, Sally. Go and take a rest. Quickly take a nap. Listen to yourself. Listen to your body and your reaction to whatever it is that you're doing. Sometimes you are somewhere and you just don't find fulfillment. There's no reason why you should be doing a job that you do not love. There's no, I had to leave a job because with candidacy or being a legal candidate, I'm not admitted as a lawyer. So I had to leave a job because my mental health was so strained. I used to cry every day. I used to feel so tired. I even lost so much weight. And it was just because the environment that I was in was not the right for me. And your body will say it. Your everything will say it. You'll feel so much, what is it, fatigue. You'll feel it in your body. So listen to your body, because it actually emanates the subconscious thoughts in your mind, as I said before. So listen to your body, whatever it is that you're doing. And this is how you find balance. You'll see that whatever you're doing now will feel forced. Of course, there are moments that you need to push yourself. But if you're doing everything in schedule and if you have a plan, you can always do, I mean, you can always work out and do something better. And I listened to something, I think it was a motivational speech on IG. He said that every day, write down three things. You know, we have so much things to do, but just write down three important things, must do things. And once you do those things, you can say that, okay, now I've done the work. And then the rest can just be little sup or whatever. And that is how you find fulfillment. Write down just three important things. Whether it is that, okay, with regards to family, with regards to work, with regards to this. And once you do that, you'll find fulfillment. And balance, listen to your body. Mm. I just can't say it more enough. Because balance is very complex. How do you balance? Because every time you always feel tired. But if you listen to your body, you would know that, okay, I need to rest now.
Yeah.
I can't do this now. You know, and it's not always that you need to be doing the most, being out and about.
Mm.
Sometimes being balancing and finding balance is just being at home, even watching TV and just relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I hope
true.
That answers the question.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. That, and I'm still hearing the word, you know, compromise. I'm hearing the word just, you know, you're not selfish for choosing yourself. That's what I'm hearing every time that you speak is that you're not selfish for choosing yourself.
You're really not. You're really not. You because you need to, I don't want to repeat, but it's just simply that you need to compromise. You need to compromise and you need to, and I heard this beautiful phrase that you need to fall in love with yourself and let other people fall in love with that. You don't find fulfillment, and this is what we need to hear more, that we do not need to find fulfillment in other people. You don't need to find fulfillment in your work.
Mm.
You are enough with or without anything else.
Yeah.
And everything else will be in addition to what you are, and you are whole in yourself.
Yeah.
Every other thing is in addition.
Yeah, very
true. Yeah, it's like the cherry on top of a cake.
That's actually a nice one.
Yeah.
I like that. Romaine, any final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with today?
I'd like to say that there's this beautiful song that I like, and if you could play it after, that'd be really nice.
Okay.
Ubomi Umanga by Sun El Musician.
I'm going to write that down. Yeah.
Ubomi Umanga, yes.
Okay.
Is this the lyrics, because it's, of course, in Xhosa, the language, I'm not sure. But then if you could check the lyrics, they say that there's only one version of you. It's only you that will ever tell the story that you're leaving out the way you are. Mm. Like, there's no one else like you. There's only one version of yourself.
Mm.
So you need to give presently, because there's so much selling to achieve.
Yeah.
So much selling, because it's only you that can achieve that. Whether they make a clone, whether they do everything else that's like you, you are only the only you. So take care of yourself.
Make sure
you come first before anything else.
Yeah.
And that is why even the Bible says, love yourself. I mean, love your neighbors as you love yourself.
That's true.
It starts with you.
Yes.
Everything starts with you.
Yes.
So make sure that you are good, and then make sure your co or whoever else is good.
Yeah.
And it's also not to be selfish. You are making yourself or taking care of yourself to take care of others.
Yes.
Because that's what we're here to do.
Mm.
We're living here together. Take care of yourself to take care of others.
Yes.
That's what I believe in. Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, Romaine. I really appreciate this so much. And I'm so happy to have stumbled upon your platform, you know, and that we could be able to, you know, bring some fruit and or bear some fruit out of this whole conversation.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sandy. I really appreciate the opportunity. And also just to, for everyone listening, we are the Self Care Club on IG. We sell self-care boxes, basically 10 different self-care products for $4.50. So do check it out. And join the family.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Please take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what a conversation. 7 minutes left to 1 o'clock. Oh, let me ask you 6 minutes left, to 1 o'clock. I'm opening up the lines if you would like to also contribute as we're talking about that work-life balance. You know, it's not easy. Balancing your professional and your personal life can be challenging, but it is essential that we have these topics, that we provide you with ways, You're more than welcome to join in and share your thoughts on why is a work-life balance important? What is your biggest struggle when it comes to finding that balance? This is not just a message to the women out there. This is to all of us because we all need this type of conversation. So let's take a quick commercial break, Iki, and then I will be back to give you more. Stick around.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
5 minutes left of the brand conversation, and today we're talking about the work-life balance. Like I said, hey, balancing our personal and our professional lives can be so challenging. And especially in this digital age when we're all constantly connected. However, you know, employees, students, people juggling a lot of hats, not taking time to unplug can certainly have its consequences, both on a personal level and, of course, for your professional as a whole. So today is just about learning more about the importance of work-life balance and its impact on your well-being. So today was all about giving you tips so that you can achieve better work-life balance. Because like I said, it is one of the keys to living a well-rounded and a meaningful life. You know, work-life balance leads to fewer health problems, you know, fewer incidents of burnouts and more mindfulness. And when we maintain a healthy work-life balance, then we're able to dedicate time and energy to other aspects of our lives, like our hobbies or having some fun. Not that I'm saying that, actually, funny enough, a lot of people that I read on the research, it said that a lot of people tend when we get overwhelmed, that we will tend to choose the one that gives the least effort. And that's why you'll find people that are overwhelmed. You'll find them, you know, drinking or perhaps, you know, choosing to do things that don't really matter or add any value to their lives. But that's because the person is trying to escape that stress that is really keeping them from flourishing. And the problem with this type of situation is that a lot of people don't know how to find that balance for themselves and to address those issues. And I want to make that better for you. I want to give you those tools. I want us to share ways so we can learn how to transition from work mode to personal mode. I want us to encourage people to ask for help when they need it. You know, to advertise the importance of work-life balance and really to open conversations generally about mental health. Because you can also help to improve your work-life balance by being transparent about mental health, having these open conversations. Because this will likely have such a cultural impact on our society and encourage people, both on their personal and professional, to take action when you are feeling mentally burned out, you know, on the job or even at home. It's not an easy thing. It's not, it shouldn't be like you are striving for perfection because everybody's struggling, but it's really just understanding what you're going through. Then you'll be able to address it, to detach from work and also care for yourself. Because once upon a time, the boundaries between work and home, you know, they were fairly clear, right? But today, work is likely to invade your personal life. And so that's why maintaining work-life balance is no simple task. Like, especially those that were, I can give you the best example, those that were working from home. I'm sure the struggle was real because now you have this little small people called children that are disturbing you while you're on your Zoom call. And I'm sure many of you were struggling with that, you know, because now the child wants attention and your husband or your person also wants attention. Your boss wants attention and your bed also wants attention. Then you know what happens? You end up picking the bed because that's the one that gives the least effort. different. But like I said, it's all about a balance. And it is very, very possible, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope that today we've been able to add some value to your life. And I hope that you will take into account, take some notes, try it this week. You know, I know Thursday is almost done. Friday is heading into the weekend. But try it. Try it even for today and tomorrow. See the difference. And hopefully by next week, Monday, you'll be a brand new person. But for me, I will have to say my see you laters and make way for the rest of the team that is on the radar coming up next to give you your latest news updates. I will see you later. That is on Off the Hook. And I might have a special guest joining in. Hey, she was a Miss Namibia before. I'll just say leave it at that. So ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful rest of the day. I'll see you later tonight. Stay tuned for On the Radar.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.